Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College trustees approve stable budget for 2024-25. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Last week, the Gillette Community College District trustees approved a $26.5 million budget for fiscal year 2024-25 beginning July 1st. The Gillette News Record reported the budget remained similar to last year's, with minor increases primarily due to a slight rise in the mill levy from 2.63 to 2.8 mills to offset a decrease in the Campbell County's assessed valuation from $5.7 billion to $5.32 billion. The mill levy will generate $14.5 million, covering about 68% of the college's revenue. Additional funding includes $2.5 million from the Board of Cooperative Higher Education Services, $2 million from tuition and fees, and other state and local grants. The budget sees an increase in spending on salaries from $2.7 million to $2.9 million and significant allocations for academics and facilities. It also includes roles for a grant writer and a network administrator. Board member Robert Palmer noted concern over the lack of public attendance at the meeting. Palmer said, "If anybody comes forward during the year, I will be one trustee to remind them that they had the opportunity and that we would invite them again to next June 2025 to be at our public hearing." Board member Josh McGrath suggested he thinks it indicated the public's approval and trust in the board's budget decisions. Governor Gordon appoints Angie Bruce director of Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Governor Mark Gordon has announced his appointment of Angie Bruce as director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. She becomes the first female director in the agency's 51-year history, replacing Brian Nesvik, who will retire in September. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, Bruce has served as deputy director of the agency since 2019, where she oversees fish and wildlife issues, as well as game and fish participation in federal planning efforts, among other duties. She has also served as habitat protection supervisor with Game and Fish, where she oversaw wildlife environmental reviews from the director's office and administered the state's sage-grouse executive order review process. Bruce previously spent 17 years with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources in multiple capacities. Gordon said the Game and Fish Commission forwarded three exceptional, well-qualified candidates reflecting Wyoming's commitment to wildlife and our natural resource heritage. In her role as deputy director, Angie has demonstrated the department's dedication to protecting our state's leadership role in science and policy on wildlife issues large and small. Bruce said in the release, "I am thrilled for this opportunity. I will build off the incredible work of Director Nesvik to grow partnerships, work with the public, and utilize the department's dedicated and passionate staff to manage our world-class wildlife. The job will not be short of challenges. Utilizing our citizens' shared love of wildlife, I have no doubt that we will be successful in tackling them together." Bruce was one of three finalists for the position who the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission forwarded to the governor for consideration. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.